This is the teacher. A radio documentary on the life of prominent martyrs of Islam.
İnşallah kolay bu dua duyuşun. Hacır böyle. Ve tefezzül konen. Ve zendiki işmuru ve saadet.
I hope that Allah the Exalted will reward and bless him, that he will help him live a blissful life, and that he will make his end.
Azizanım Mushtaq, ta kesi şehid nabud, şehid nemişad.
Dear brothers, without being a martyr, you would not become a martyr.
Today is a special story, the life and character of Shahid General Haj Qasim Soleimani. Dear listeners, as the whole world knows by now, one of the greatest soldiers of Islam, one of the most courageous and bravest commanders of Islam, the one who was loved by all true Muslims, the legendary Haj Qasim Soleimani, the nightmare of all terrorist regimes and forces, was martyred by the terrorist Zionist regime of America and its allies. However, Allah has said in the Quran that martyrs are alive and that we should not say that they are dead. They are alive, but we cannot sense their life and existence. Haj Qasim and his comrades, as well as all martyrs from the beginning of history, will continue to exert their influence in this world, even though we may not be aware of it. With his martyrdom, the whole Muslim nation became more united. Just like our magnanimous Imam, Imam Khomeini, had said to the Western Zionists and their puppets, kill us, our nation will become more vigilant and awake. The enemies of Islam should not think that by martyring this great commander, they have achieved victory. No, the forces of Islam will take such a revenge on them that will go down in history and hasten their downfall. This is Ayatollah Khamenei's statements when awarding Major General Soleimani with Order of Zulfiqar.
Allah the Exalted says, Allah has purchased of the believers their lives and their possessions. For theirs in return is the heavens, paradise. They fight in His cause and slay and are slain. The Holy Quran, chapter 9, verse 111. What is offered to you in return for jihad in the way of Allah, and what Allah the Exalted grants in return for laying down your life and offering your possessions, is paradise and divine satisfaction. Allah the Exalted has thankfully blessed our very dear brother, Mr. Sulaimani. He has time and time again exposed his life to the invasion of the enemy, and he has done so in the way of Allah, for Allah, and purely for the sake of Allah. And he has made a great endeavor. I hope that Allah the Exalted will reward and bless him, that he will help him live a blissful life, and that he will make his end marked by martyrdom.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher you're listening to. The martyrdom of the great legend, Shahid General Haj Qasem Soleimani, was met with strong reactions by all major Muslim figures of the resistance movement. Sayyid Hassan Nasrullah, the Secretary General of Hezbollah, condemned such a terrorist act at the hands of the U.S. Nevertheless, martyrdom in Islam is something to be proud of, and the one who is martyred must be congratulated for achieving such an honor. Sayyid Hassan Nasrullah said a very good thing to the U.S. He said that just the shoe of Haj Qasem Soleimani is worth more than the head of the evil president of the U.S., Donald Trump, who is merely a terrorist in a suit. Other heads of state and resistance figures, such as the leader of Ansarullah of Yemen, Abdul Malik al-Houthi, as well as Ismail Haniyeh, the leader of Hamas, and the presidents of Syria, Lebanon, Iraq, Turkey, and of course all of the officials of the Islamic Republic of Iran, condemned this terrorist act of the U.S. This is the voice of Shahid Qasem Soleimani, along with the English translation of his words.
Dear brothers, an important point to keep in mind is that without being a martyr, you would not become a martyr. The first condition to become a martyr is living like a martyr, and in fact, be a martyr.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program, The Teacher. After the martyrdom of General Haj Qasem Soleimani and his comrades, funeral processions were held for this great martyr in Iraq and five major cities in Iran, meaning Ahvaz, Mashhad, Tehran, Qom, and Shahid Soleimani's hometown of Kerman. People's presence was unprecedented. That is to say, millions of millions of people attended his funeral in these cities. Ayatollah Khamenei prayed before Shahid Soleimani's body in Tehran. Ultimately, Haj Qasem Soleimani's body was buried in the Cemetery of Martyrs in Kerman. Iran vowed to take revenge. As a result, the Americans were filled with fear and didn't know what was about to hit them. At about the same time as Haj Qasem's burial, on January 8, 2020, the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps conducted a missile operation in retaliation of Haj Qasem Soleimani's assassination. The American base of Ain al-Asad was targeted by 15 ballistic missiles of the Islamic forces of Iran. The Supreme Leader of Iran said that this was merely a slap on the face of America and that Iran's real revenge has not been taken yet.
By the Lord of Kaaba, I become prosperous. Prosperity means becoming victorious, reaching the goals, and winning everything.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of The Teacher, which was about the great martyr of Islam, Shahid Haj Qasem Soleimani. Please don't forget to log on to our website, which is www.parsetoday.com. And if you have any questions or suggestions, send an email to englishradio@irib.ir. Until next time, we leave you in Allah's care.